Kommen zum Masse, Prozess, und in Prozess, und in Kommen zum Masse, Prozess, dann Porträts, die Zeder und die Jöres Mitzvahs, which are associated with the Zeder. And at the end, at the very end of the Afkhayuch HaShchomet Zumatze, the Rambam apparently was not satisfied with just stating what the Aloch is, but he had simply attached a Siddur, an Agode, to Hiluch HaShchomet Zumatze. I would like to speak about the differences between the Rambam Sagode and our Nusach. Rambam at the end of the conclusion of Chomet Zumatze Perfes, so appended in Agode, and with the following statement. Nusach Agode is the Rambam's statement written by him. Shenoagu bo Yisroel bizman Agolus kachi. What is the Bishman HaGolos? As a matter of fact, when the Rambam speaks about the Seder in the beginning of Perek Ches from Chomet Zumatze, so he'll always emphasize and always say that Bishman HaGolos, it was different. For instance, let us analyze it a little more. How many, of course there are differences between the Nusach HaGodah which our ancestors said when the Bishamilu stood on Harabais and in the head of Pesach. So to say when the Pesach was a perfect Yomtev, it means every halachic duty was fulfilled by the people. In the Rambam will always say, for instance, he writes, "Levin is from a Shulchan Aruch, the role of Morer v'Yerek Acher, u'Matzo v'Chareses, v'Gufi shol Kskeles HaPesach." ובשר חגיגו שויים ארבע עשר, פרק חס הלוך ארץ. ובזמן הזה מביאים על השולחן שני מיני בוסר, אחד דרך לפסח ואחד דרך לחגיגו. So the Rambam does not describe here the Seder as בזמן הזה, but on the contrary, he describes the Seder as Pesach, the Seder as the Seder during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and yet, in this manner, it is different. So this Seder that the Rambam portrayed is the one which our ancestors, our forefathers, observed in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. This is the real Seder, the genuine Seder. However, this manner, it's not genuine, it's not perfect, because something is missing. So, for instance, right here. Seder Asiyas Mitzvah Seder Beruch HaMishor Fakachu. This is the Seder. B'tchilo Meizgin Kos L'chol Echad V'echad. As if nothing had happened. Exactly they used to do what we are doing now. V'vor Be'at Ha'agofen, V'en Rol of Kiddush, Hayim, Uzman, Yaknehaz, Yakas, Uzman V'sheitze. V'chakach Mevim, V'vor Ha'ontilas Yadayim V'leitl Yodot. V'mevim Shulchan Aruch, the role of Morer is the car. The Yerek, Acher, not Morer, Umatzo, Harishes, the Gufi Shor Keves HaPesach, Upsach HaGigo Shoyim HaBoosah. What kind of a Seder is it? It's not our Seder. It's a Seder of the people who were contemporaries of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Yoled, the Bizman HaZeh, it has been altered. It is not the same. Bizman HaZeh, מביאים על השולחון שני מיני בוסר, אחד, זה שני תפשום, אחד צריך על הפסח ואחד צריך על הפסח. The frame of reference is the Pesach Yerushalayim. The frame of reference. Within this frame of reference, from time to time, the Rambam points out that Bizman Hazeh is different. Then I agree, Shebechol HaLeleis, when they claim Bosa Tzoli, Sholuk, Umvushal. This is the Kasha which is related to the Korban Pesach. We have no Kasha on it. Related to Korban Pesach, which is simple reason, because we have no Korban Pesach. But Bizman Abayis, they used to ask a question which was exclusively dedicated to the Psara Pesach. Then, Luna Pamachas Shabchalas, when they were in Bosa Tzoli, Sholok Vushal, Valaila Hazeh Kule Tzoli. Then Avachigimu, he made the following modification, again the same modification. Bizman Hazeh, in Yehuna Valaila Hazeh Kule Tzoli, Shein Lanu Kom, Umasul Bignus, Shein Lanu Kom. So he skipped the question. He said, again, the normal, the frame of reference is Zman HaBayis. Zman HaZeh is an exception to the ordinary, an exception. Next, when he said, when he speaks about lifting the matzah and the pesah, the matzah and the moria, when moria zeh shaneichem ha-shumah, or matzah zeh shaneichem ha-shumah, he said again, umar zeh ha-shulchon lefonot, ואם הפסח הזה שונה איכלים, או שם שפוסח הקדוש ברוך הוא, מי אבות אביסינו במצרים, שניהם עליו, על מה אתם זה לך פסח? וזה נגיע נוסס, בזמן הזה, אם הפסח שהיו אביסינו איכלים, בזמן שלפני שקיים, או שם שפוסח. זאת פסח הזה שונה איכלים, בפסח הזה שהיו אביסינו איכלים. נגיע, the normal frame of reference is פסח בזמן הבאיס. The exception to the rule is the Pesach Bizman Hazeh. Next. Baruch Atah Hashem Elohim Acholam Asher Golanu Migaurus Avisinu Mitzrayim Vigiyonu Valaila Hazeh Lechol B'Matzah Moreh. It's good. This is in Beit HaMikdash. Bizman Hazeh Meisi Kirin Ad Hashem Elokeinu Ki Avisinu Zageinu V'Me'at V'Golim Acherim הבואים וכסרים ושולים, צריכים להגיד נערך ולססים על יצחו ונערכו שם מן הזוח ומן הפסוח ומקיצו ברוך את השם גאול ישראל ובואו עבר את הרכף ומישי סייגן. The normal broche is the one which used to be recited by our ancestors in Yerushalayim. We don't do that because what we will say, you cannot say that. Anything which would contradict historical reality, so we say it a little different. What? I don't hear you. Which word? The Gaon of Vilna has said, "Lechu b'matzim re'eh." The Rambam is newly. The Gaon of Vilna has said, "Lechu b'matzim re'eh." I'm going to Pesach. This would be indicative. That actually the broch is also Bizman. The Nuschoi, I mean, is related not to Bizman Abayis, but Bizman Hazeh. But in Rambam, if you read Rambam, it's a good question. When Bizman Hazeh makes it as Kena Deshem, Kena Rati, Aviseinu, Yageinu, Levadu, Megolam Achayim. Bizman Hazeh, apparently, but he has the Nuschoi. The universal Nuschoi is Vigyonu, Alayla Hazeh, Lechu, Bimatzim, Umorayim. It's a good question. You see, in the Gemishne, not to clarify the matter, in the Mishne is the Shama Emoim, I mean, Radakiv, Yehla Gemara, Yehla Gemara Pesachim, Yehla Gemara Pesachim, Yehla Gemara Pesachim. The Mishne is like that. Excuse me. in der Mischung der Welt. Wir heißen die Gula. Die Mischung darf Kufjut des Sein, Kukuf des Sein, Amit Weiss. Wir heißen die Gula. Wer das ist, hey? Rabbi Meir, hey Meir, Rabbi Tarf, hey Meir, Asha Galonu, die Gula, wir sehen uns mit Reihen, wir sehen uns mit Reihen, wir sehen uns mit Reihen, mit Wurde Abroche, Abroche Zorin, hat Abroche Aruche. Rabbi Kiva, hey Meir, Rabbi Kiva, you made transform this broch in a broch aruko. It means which contains not only shevach, but a doye as well, not only shevach in a doye, but bakosh and tefillah as well. Rabakive, oyoimir, Rabakive imir, kein adishem elokein lotia v'seinu, yageinu l'meadim v'legovim acherim, aboim l'trosenu l'sholim, שמחים במיין הרכו וסושם בלב זכו ונחה עוד שם מנפסוכם, 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 מנפסוכם עד גורל בישראל מוסר שנים אינטרפרטית את המחלקת בפין רב מאיר ורב עקיבא הוא עובד על בברוכה השודלום לגול התוסטיין במצרים וזה ברוכה קצורה ולסחס בבורך ולחסנס בבורך There is no element as Bakoshe or request in the Baruch. But as a Baruch Mishayam, we go to the city of Mitzrayim, we go on a lot of the Lech, but what do you mean? A Baruch Mishayam. This is Rabbi Tarfon Shiti. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, it's a Baruch Arucho. A Baruch Arucho is not only Shevach, but a Bakoshe too. And hence, That is the reason why, according to Rabbi Kiva, this is our meaning, the broch is a broch arucho. We are chesed, kino yishev al kino yadeinu, and we are chesed. We are chesed, there is shevach and bakosh intertwined, intermingled, it is a broch arucho. The Rambam interprets that this is not, there was no machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tarfon. It was a question I mean, revolved about the problem of when the broche was formulated. According to Rabbi Meir, the broche is an old broche of the Pesach, which they used to celebrate, I mean, in Yerushalayim, when the Beit HaMikdash was still on its place. It's according to Rabbi Meir, the whole broche consisted in just a shevach, for words of praise and gratitude for making us survive and celebrate Pesach. And that's all, it's enough. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva, it was Lachachum, Rabbi Akiva, of course. So Rabbi Akiva had it, no, you cannot say, you cannot, so to say, forget that it's a time of, that you live in time of problem and crisis, and it would be most appropriate for us to extend the broche, to make a broche aruche out of this broche, in order to insert a tefillah, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that history should change, and that the Melech HaMashiach should come, and the Beis HaMikdash will be restored to its previous glory. Yes. That, as a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Pirush HaMishnayis, I believe so, it's the Rambam, I don't remember exactly which words he uses. The Rambam interprets like that. It's not a question of the Achlekes Rav Meir and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, in a matter of fact, Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara told Rabbi Tarfon was a Kain, Rabbi Tarfon, Shimei, Beis HaMikdash, that once and many shares about Mumin, Mubuhiz about Mumin, not about Mumin, he used to address to Rabbi Tarfon because he remembered, I mean, the all those shares, I mean, since this day, as a young king in this Amigos. Rabbi Tarfon was much older than Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva already was, Rabbi Kiva was born, was Lachachum. Rabbi Kiva was already belonged to a generation. A post-Chum generation. It is Rabbi Tarfon, they had no need for the to convert the brocha of Masha Golonu into a brocha rucher. The bakoshe, there is no need for bakoshe. A contrabatav. A contrabatav, you see that the Asha Golonu contains not only the day for the missing in the flesh, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us in the past, but a bakoshe for the Gula Shlishis, for the real Gula, for the genuine redemption of the people. And Binyan Ben Samidash. Fein al Shem al-Kerinu, Yadein al-Mahad al-Gom al-Sayyim, Obeim al-Sayyim al-Sholim, Tzmeichim bi-Binyan al-Recho, Vizsosim al-Bavid al-Secho, Vemech ha-Shom min ha-Zvochim, min ha-Psochim, Asher Yogi Adom ma-Oktir Mizvechach al-Rotem. Atim al-Chavot. This is the reason, why there is in Lechu b'Matzim Moreh, or you don't say Lechu b'Pesach Matzim Moreh. Because this broche, a contra betarfen, included abakoshe, included already the times, particularly Rabbi Akiva. A contra Rabbi Akiva, this broche, Lashon Golonu, addressed itself to the historical situation of food. And Rabbi Akiva inserted a special bakoshe for that. Take anything. During the times of Rabbi Akiva, so you couldn't say we're going to allow Azel, Pesach, there was no Pesach. It's only a comparative work. In the first part, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed which he bestowed upon you. The chesed which he bestowed upon us consists of one thing, that we survived. You survived, and we celebrate another Pesach. If you want to, why is it so important? Because on Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed mitzvahs, and the Matzah Moreh. For Matzah Moreh, we thank you. Because actually, we don't allow the Lechu be Matzah Moreh. However, Pesach cannot be mentioned because Pesach of Bishamayesh is in debris and ruins. You cannot say that, thank you for Pesach. This would not be true. We attended, he had it right away. The second part, Bakoshe, which refers exclusively to Pesach. Hakina Hashem Lekeinu, Yavim Lomad Lomad Lomachayim, Abba Matsuim, Tzmeichim Vim Erechim, Venech Hashem Lomad Zvachim Napsochim. Matzim Moreh doesn't mention Venech Hashem Lomad Zvachim Napsochim Matzim Moreh. Because Matzim Moreh is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu from before. The only question is, what is the Bakoshe? The Bakoshe does not revolve around Matzim Moreh. But Bakoshe revolves about what? About being a Migdash. Mechurboni, about the restoration of the Bishan Migdash. This is the Rambam, and it fits very well in the Mishnah. Did you see what the Rambam says in Pirkei Mishnah is? No? Only if I could just a minute. Here it is. והלוחה כרבי קיבה. רמב"ם here says והלוחה כרבי קיבה. רמב"ם in Pirush HaMishnayos would appear with the degree. רמב"ם in Pirush HaMishnayos gives us the impression as if there is a disagreement between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. No, the way he formulated it in Mishnah Torah, it's no disagreement between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. It's only Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva speak, each one speaks of a different period, a different era. The pre-Churb Mira and the post-Churb Mira. This is the pre-Churb Mira is Rabbi Tarfon's Nusche, the proper Nusche. If the Mishnah speaks of after Churb, or the period which followed the Churb, or Rabbi Kiva's Bakoshe, it fits in this frame of reference. So, just a moment. Well, yeah. Thanks. By the way, I mean, while we are busy with explaining Machlekes Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, I would like to add the following. what Rabbi Akiva added is not just because it's Pesach night, it's proper to say it, to be mitzvah to address our prayers to God that the Beis HaMikdash is Horeb, Beis HaMikdash is Horeb, and ask him to accelerate the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash and so forth. This is not because Pesach, and Pesach night, I mean, is there are Yom Tovim with the Churban Beis HaMikdash per se is not, which I'm not, we haven't been affected so much by the Churban Beis HaMikdash as Pesach. The whole Pesach was a different one in Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, in Zman Shel Yerushalayim, where Yisrael Ben Yonah who was on its place, the Beis HaMikdash. So a different Pesach. Basically, people, the Jews, the contemporaries of Islam, couldn't imagine a Pesach without a Korban Pesach. Without his Korban Pesach, it was not Pesach. The Pesach was not complete, and completely dislocated, and they simply did not feel the Kedushas HaChag the way they used to experience before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, of course, Abakoshe for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash is in place. Rabbi Akiva's Bakoshe. But I believe there is more than that. Rabbi Akiva apparently that in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, there should be the Malchus, the Geula HaSidur, and the Malchus of Beis Dovid and the Bina Midrash is a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maschel Begnus, Misayim B'Shvach. Was ist Schwach? Yitzin Hashem Hashem Yod Chazok Yisrael in Tuyo. Or Ma'aran Yedoy Yod Mitzrayim. Is in dem Schwach, is also, we must, but Maschel Begnus, Misayim B'Shvach is more than that. Maschel Begnus, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should begin with the humble origin of the Am Yisrael, and finish not only with Mitzrayim, with Yitzach Hadash Ba'achav. This is not a shvach we are so proud of. Not a Yitzach Hadash Ba'achav finish. With his tikkun eilam on the Malchus Shaddai and the Geula HaSidur of the whole world and the being Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva HaMeisiv, Ken Hashem Ken Yageinu Nadu L'Golam Acherim, Smeichim B'Vinyan Nerecho V'Tzosim B'Avedo Yosecho. This is a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do I know that? Of the Geula HaSidur, how do I know that? As the Geula HaSidur, the dimension of the Geula HaSidur, and our profession of faith in the Geula HaSidur, and also the tefillah, as the Geula HaSidur should arrive as soon as possible, how it belong into the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, into the system of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do I know that? What Masul Yisrael Mitzrayim Bishvach? Somebody can say Bishvach means what happened in Mitzrayim 4,000 or 5,000 years ago? So a reinterpretation of the semantics of the Shvach, Mitzrayim Shvach, it's more than just Shvach. Not Shvach is as important. Important is that there is a Shvach in Ilam ben Malchus Shaddai. How do I know that? I have a very simple proof of that. That the Kos Shlishi, the Kos Revi, has no mention of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not a word. In Rambam, not a word, because the Rambam has no Halel HaGadol. The Rambam has Kos Revi, he hasn't got a Halel HaGadol, should be recited to the Kos Revi. Nor does the Rambam have Nishmas, where Mitzrayim is mentioned. Nishmas. No. All the Rambam is Hallel, from the Rambam Kos Revi, the reciter of the Pesach is Hallel, means Leilonu, until the end. They say Ya'alucho, Melech Mulo, that is Boches and Gudvar. So can you find the Yisipa Yitzias Mitzrayim in the second half of the Hallel, which we recite over the case Revi'i, a mention of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim? Not a single mention. Not like a theory. So what is the answer? The answer is already, I mean, the answer is no. And it might be that this is the Machlekes Leshamer and Beis Hillel, how much Hallel, how many times of Hallel you say over the second course. The name of HaMashiach HaDosh HaAloko. According to Beis Hillel, you say two chapters. Hallel Adi Hashem, Metis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Metis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Yav Bezak and Mamun Yisrael, the course of Solomon Chesel. According to Beis Shammai, you say only one chapter. Hallel Adi Hashem, Yisrael 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 He lives for the cost of it. Why is it? Because according to Rabbi Shammai, wanted that the cost of it should also, the shira of the cost of it should include at least a reminder or a day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why Rabbi Shammai said that the thesis of Mitzrayim is a part of the Hallel which I recite over the Kos Revi, when apparently the field didn't care about it. And Kos Revi is a paradoxical. Kos Revi is one of the four cases of Shogula. It means the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is divided into four parts, and the fourth part is Hallel, but a very funny Hallel. A Hallel which the word Mitzrayim is not mentioned. You start with Lom Lashem Lom Lom, Lashem Chatein Kovim, you start. So the answer is, as the Agula is mentioned in the fourth verse, not Bongula, it mentions in the fourth verse. For instance, you say Hallel and Halak Godel and Mishmas, Doel. And in according to the Rambam, Agula is mentioned. The Rambam has no Halal Godel nor Nishmat. Gula is mentioned in Halal itself, in the Leilonim. Halal it begins with Leilonim. But it is Gula Atsida. Then it's a double portion of it, not a Chachme Kabbalah, but the fourth course is the Gula Atsida. If you see us Mitzrayim, so this proves the following assumption, the following premise, that namely, that Gula Aside is a part of the Master of the Nisim Sarai Mishwach. Sarai Mishwach means in universal terms. In cosmic universal terms. The Malchus Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spread and include everybody, not only men, but any living thing. Rabbi Akiva already introduced this motif from Tikkun Olam v'Malchus Shaddai, introduced it Rabbi into this Baruch HaShem Olonu of the second course. So the second course is Yadein HaShem Tim Adim L'Gom HaMacherim Avon HaShem HaSholim Smeichim B'Vi HaNerechem V'Sosim V'Nizecho, which means then the Gula will be complete, and then the Gula Sipa is trying to reach its apex, and then will fulfill the Nedalacho, when this Geula will come around, will finally be realized, the great universal Geula, the Nedalacho, the Nedalacho, Shichodosh is so only for us to say, why is it not Shichodosh? Why is Shichodosh? It's the question. So the Medor says, Shichodosh means you apply Shichodosh, you speak of Shichodosh, is the Geula which is responsible for singing the Shire, is just of a transient character. It's a transient character. Then we say Shichodosh. But when the Geula is permanent, and total, is then it's not Shir Chodesh, but a stronger noun, apparently, Shir Chodesh is a stronger noun. Then it is Shir Chodesh. And interesting is how they interpret the Agore. לפיתוח אנחנו היום נהיה כבר לשבר אחרי אלוהינו ואורך לעבר לקוויס מי שעושה לה בסעין הניסים האלו ביצון ומאזוס לחיירוס מיור ניסים חמישי ולגולו He speaks about what גולו, about מצרים second course, second course of מצרים the whole סיפור is related to מצרים and if we say לפיתוח after telling, narrating the great miracle which happened in מצרים before the Exodus, yes, this itself generates an obligation or a duty on our part to say Shire, to recite Shire. But what kind of a Shire? Shire Hadasha. For me, Shosha Nisim Eiro, it's the one who Mardus Tachelus, Shiva Ligula, Mafir Leogoda, the name of Alephanov, but not Shire Hadasha. Because we are speaking about Gulas Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim was the transient character. In the Shira which we sing Kadosh Baruch Hu, because of the Gulas Mitzrayim, is connected exclusively, in the second course. When Alu Avdi Hashem and the Kadosh Baruch Mitzrayim is connected exclusively with the Shira of Mitzrayim, and the splitting of the sea, the Kfiyas Hayom does not include yet, our Shira does not include yet our faith and our belief that the Gula will be completed in the future. It will become universal and almost cosmic, the Gula. Include everybody. It's only over the second course we deal exclusively with Yetzias Mitzrayim, the name Alephon of Shiro, Chadosho, Harloko. What is the Shire? The two Psalms of Halevo, the two chapters of Halevo. Harloko, Alu, Alu, Hashem, Yishem, Hashem, Vero, and Betzis Yisrael, Mitzrayim. Just a minute. When you come, then you get to Asher Golono, the goal of the Sein HaMitzrayim, after you are through with the Shire, which is related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, you begin to say the Broche. Asher Golono, the goal of the Sein HaMitzrayim. The Gaon Alah Lazer Lecho Beimat Femora. Rabbi Tarfon does not have to review or to repeat what kind of a Shire will say. As a contrary tafli, it's only one short brach. Rabbi Akiva have made it. Rabbi Akiva extended it. What Rabbi Akiva yoyimim? Ken Hashem alakini, yadeinu lemiyadim, velebo lemachirim, arayavoyim lepatinu lesholim. But this is just a personal, private bakoshim. That I want that I should survive and be able to celebrate the next holiday. Ken Hashem alakini, yadeinu lemiyadim, lemachirim, velebo lemachirim, lesholim. Smechim bivinyan arechol, not Gules Mitzrayim already. Meichin bevi'in erecha, v'sosin ba'arid esecha. Meich Hashem min ha'zvochim, min ha'psochim, asher yagi adom ha'vartir mizbechach ha'lechotzim, it means the third v'samigash will be rebuilt. V'neidu l'cho shom shvig l'cho, shir chodosh al gulaseinu v'avdus nafshenu, boruch ato ad Hashem gual Yisrael. Rav Akiva's Shir is already not related exclusively to Mitzrayim, but when it says Shmeichim Bivin Erecho V'Sosim Rav Yisrecho, it means being in a Midrash. What the restoration of the Midrash means to us, I don't have to tell you that. It means the Gula Asidu. Gula Asidu means not the provincial Gula, not a limited Gula, and not a transient Gula, but it's the great Gula which redeemed the whole world. That is called Shir Chodesh, stronger, more potent. It's already Rabbi Akiva introduced into the Agode the motif of Bias HaMashiach, Melech HaMashiach, and being, even though, we are dealing with an event in Mitzrayim, which is gigantic and very powerful in itself and justifies Shire, but we are not satisfied with the Shire which is related to Mitzrayim exclusively. We want more. And this is Rabbi Akiva's motif, which was introduced. Then we go come to the fourth course. I mean, the third course is occupied, is taken by Brekhus Amor. But when you come to the fourth course, so you remind yourself of the promise that Rabbi Akiva made. When the great world will be realized, then to be Ashir Chodesh. And this Shir Chodesh will begin to say immediately over the fourth course, or the fourth course, that is Ashir Chodesh. According to Rambam, the rest of the Halal, Lelon Hashem Lelonu, to the Shimu Chatein Kovei, Al Chaz Dechol HaMetecha. Why is the rest of the Halal, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Ashir Chodesh? Because the apostrophe in Halal. Why is the first two chapters in Halal belong into the group of Shiro Chadosha? Correct? And the Halal, which begins with Leilonu, is already the whole division of the Abiyat HaMashiach, Gula Seilom, and it's called Shir Chodosh, Shir Chodosh. Why is it so again? Because it's a pasuk. Ha'alus Hashem kol geim, shapku kol lumin, ki gobal in chazi, v'emes Hashem lo'il amal l'ko. Ha'alus Hashem kol geim. It's actually, he addressed himself to the entire manhood, to the entire mankind, to humanity, to all nations. Not only we, because the Gula is not only a private Gula, just for some people, but it will be a general universal Gula for everybody. And that's true, includes everyone. How we call? This apparently, but we pick up the motif, already Rabbi Akiva Skin Hashem Kenya Gain and Adam Adam Achim and Shon, Snech Mimini Rech of the Sosim Bavet Esach. What do you mean? Yeah, of course, I mean, the fact is that at the end, correct. The fact is that at the end of the Agoda, we speak exclusively of being a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gula Asiri, exclusively. All right, we call it Piyot. But this Piyot was written by the Gedolei HaPayotonim, I mean, the Vayi B'Chatzi HaLaila and all those, were written by Yesi Ben Yesi. The Gedolei HaPayotonim, Yesi Ben Yesi. Why suddenly we remind ourselves after the Seder? After we finish Melech Gvulo Vatish Boches, this is a different story, what Boches, how the Chesimer over the fourth course should be formulated. It's a different story. But after we finish the course review, is that who is Ibn Yisrael Korah, Ibn Yisrael Korah, Ibn Yisrael Korah, Korah, Ibn Korah, Ibn Yisrael 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 Korah, in era, an eschatological era. Suddenly, I mean, there is a change from the natural historical events into eschatological events, into a new era. Ashulei yengelei lailo, it means it will be a strange time, but a great time, the time of the Gula Hasidim. Right, yes. But this is how the Rambam interprets the machlekes between Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Ishmael Machlekes. According to Rabbi Akiva, before I conclude my Shire, over the second course, a Shire which is related to Gulas Mitzrayim, I pick up another Shire, which I did beauty as that I'll do by base and English in the Kayon. I just pointed out that the Rambam and the Rambam has one is the state, the Karev is different. We have on the Karev two Azrei and Abetze, or Shneim and Ebosa, in the Tamigdo, during the time of the Bis Tamigdo, they used to have on the Karev, on the Shulchan, instead of Leitav Shilu. The Gufi Shal Pesach and the Gufi Shal Chagiga. Very simple, of course. Of course, during the time of the Samigdash, we used to say, Pesach Shana Echlim Al Shema. Now we might not say, Pesach Shana Echlim Al Shema. We have to say, Pesach Shana Echlim Al Shema. It's a very simple thing. When also the Pesach Shana is not Avicenna or Yerichlim. It's very simple things. Then, of course, this man when you get to the Sude, what do you do? I'll just limit myself to the Rambam. What do? You wash, you may make some lechem in Oros, Machilos Matze, you have 3 matze or 2 matze, and you eat, we are making the mitzvah nachilas matzah. Then comes morer, and after matzah and morer comes perek. Bizman shnei shekayom. The way I'm following the Rambam's the Rambam's sequence, let's say order. Bizman shnei shekayom. They used to eat first of all pesach chizige. First of all, they take a look at it. No, first of all, matzah, and then either matzah more together or matzah more separately. Matzah, and then matzah some rain, and after matzah more, he eats the Pesach and the Zelach. In a Pesach, in a word, they used to eat Pesach. Pesach in the contemporary of the Samilish ate Pesach. We eat matzah, and after the we have only a zechal pesach, zechal mikdash, which comes to expression according to the Rambam in Kerach. But as much as in Shekarim, there was no need for zechal mikdash. You had the pesach on the table in front of you. And then also there's a difference between Byzantium and our time. There's another difference with regard to the Afikiman. Byzantium Yerushalayim, what was the Afikiman for? What did the Afikiman consist of? Kazaistas, Byzantium, it's much. But of course, I mean, there was a Pesach, the people used to eat the Pesach. There was no need for any symbols or substitutes for Pesach, Zechel and Midrash and so forth. Yeah. But basically, in the Agoda itself, there's very much difference between Mizmanch between Yeshua Kayom or Mizmanazet. Slight differences which are not important at all. The only major difference is Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva. From the Rabbi Kiva, there is a new dimension, actually, in Sifu Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is the Gugula Hasidei, and Bizman Sheim B'Samigdash Kayem, we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the restoration of B'Samigdash. So there will be the we would not say Kina Shimatina Yagenu Nadvotam Achayom, but we would say Kina Shorim. We would simply, I mean, do the way Rabbi Tarfon advised us to do. Namely, just a Brochot Tzor. Now the Rambam. The Rambam is the Agode. נוסח הגודל שנוהגו בישראל בזמן הגולס ככה מספיר על כוס שני אני יודע, זה של הכוס של הגודל, של הסיפור הגודל. ואימר, הפרנק למידית, לפורס סיץ דאון, זה כוס שני, ואימר, בבירו, יוכשו אבסנו ממצרים. אה? יוצאנו, יוצאנו את זה. בבירו, יוצאנו, יוצאנו, יוצאנו ממצרים. This is what is it? This is this. Well, why is it so important? We don't say it at all. Why is it so important? The Rambam is a headline Rambam. Before anything else, say Masel al Pei Sheni, Ve'imer Be'ilu Yotzonu Mitzrayim. What does correspond in our Avodah to this Rambam's Be'ilu Yotzonu Mitzrayim? What corresponds in our Avodah, a parallel expression? No, no. What apparently it's not just the phrase which the Rambam adapted and so on. There is, if this is a phrase in the Rambam's Avodah, apparently we have a similar phrase. Parallel to this one. Where do you say? This, in my opinion, is, if you have it here, I'll take it right down. Volachmaya, the drum there. Where is Volachmaya? At the very beginning. Volachmaya, the Chol HaRishon Barad Mitzvah, Kol Bechrin Yeis Milicha, Kol Bechrin Lepesach Yeis Milicha, Hoshat Ha'ocho, Vishon Adasu Barad Mitzvah, Hoshat Ha'avdil, Vishon Adasu Barad Mitzvah. What is the Bebilu? Actually, let's understand. What is the Bebilu? Bebilu. What is it? Semantically, what is it? Bebeholo. Bebilu, Bebeholo. Aramaic, Bebilu. Bebeholo. What is Beholo? Beholo is Chippos. Correct? Beholo is Chippos. Chippos is. Supposing. Yes. And most probably that this is Lechemeni. What is Lechemeni in the Gemara list of interpretations? Lechemeni, Lechem Shaloni, Shemen Dvai, Yash, Yayin, Shemen, one does not discharge his duty because it is a Machlosh, anyway. But the pshat from Lach Mo'anyo, the way it appears in our Avodah at the very beginning of the Sefer, the very beginning. After I get through with this course of Kiddush, I start with all Lach Mo'anyo. But the Rambam, the whole Lach Mo'anyo, is prefaced with three words, namely, בבילו יוצא ממצרים. בבילו יוצא הולך מעניו, בבילו יוצא ממצרים, או בבילו יוצא ממצרים והולך מעניו, דחור על הסונו. What is the combination? Why is it necessary? My opinion is, what does it actually mean כי בחפוזן יוצא סומרץ מצרים? בחפוזן יוצא סומרץ מצרים? What? This actually, the whole Lach Mo'anyo, and mainly the Bebilu Yotze Mitzrayim, is associated, of course, with Bechipozin, and with Rabbi Gamliel's Maimer, that Kol Mishlo Omar, for Shadvorim, Melo Ba'Pesach, Le Yotze, Yedechim, Vosev, Elim Pesach, Matzah, Morah, so let us live out Pesach and Morah, but we concentrate on Matzah. מצה זו שנאכלים על שמו, מצה זו שנאכלים על שמו, השום שפסח התנענו, הקשיבו, השום שלאיכפיק בצקר של אביסינו להחמין, עד שמיר עליהם, אנחנו אוכל מהקודש ברוך הוא, וגואלו, שנאמה ויפס המלאס הבוצק, וגס מצס כלי חומץ, תגרשו ממצרים, נשמיע וגם חדר ליוסו להם. And this is Venice, the Bebilu Yotzos and Mitzrayim, that is not he did not have the time even to bake the matzah. They had to interrupt the affairs of matzahs, the baking of the matzahs and preparation of food, and leave Mitzrayim immediately b'chatzeis. This is the Bililo Yatzonim in Mitzrayim, and that is why, and this is Holach Ma'anya, the Chol HaLusin Barad Mitzrayim, in general, with regard to Holach Ma'anya, I want to make the following remark. Called the Tichfin, Yeser Yechel, called the Tzrit, the Tzrich, Yeser Yivsach, or Tzrich, the Pesach Yeser Yivsach. Why is it necessary to say? Is, in my opinion, we say it in order to meet a requirement which the Rambam considers it very important with regard to Yom Tov in general. The Rambam, it's the Gemara like that, but the Rambam is very explicit, unequivocally, I mean, formulated. No ambiguity. The Rambam shikri is that Simcha Yom Tov, can only be fulfilled, the duty be fulfilled, if I let somebody else participate in it. So the Rambam says that in Rigolim, with regard to Rigolim, is Chamitzuch and Aliyah L'Regel and Korban Simche and the offering of Chagiges, the Regel was the time of Hakolas Korbanos, offering many sacrifices, the mitzvah, and also the Reisho. And this is the mitzvah Simche, the mitzvah Chagige, and the mitzvah for Asriye. I mean, it cannot be fulfilled, cannot be achieved. If the Rambam says, nail basically, if he closes his door and doesn't let anybody in. And the Rambam is very sharp in that. I mean, the Rambam is very sharp. So there is no, it calls it Simchas Kreisel. Simchas Kreisel, Simchas is his own organism, but if his own takes care, he takes care only of his own needs. He has no sympathy for the suffering of others. All right? Yeah. Then if we read it, interestingly, just run it. Tell me, is in the affair of the Shabbos HaGadol, is it mentioned that possibly Chol Shulchan is Momotzike or this entails this? This is the possibly entails this. Yeah. But anyway, is the mitzvah for Simcha Yom Tov can be achieved only if the one who is capable of indulging in Simcha and in feasting invites anin, poor people who are not capable of doing that, to participate in the festivities, and you let them enjoy the food and his home, and Yom Tov. I mean, this is the mitzvah Simcha. Our Rambam says, as a mission, nail whoever closes his doors, is then the Simcha Shom Mitzvah, Elo Simcha Kreisel. The Simcha of his own belly, the Rambam says. Is what to. So, what has it got to do? I believe that Pesach Din Matzah is a similar mechayev as far as its dote is concerned. The matzah Pesach is a mechayev in dote. It generates a chiyuv dote, precipitates a chiyuv dote. On the part of all of us, matzah has the same quality as Yom Tov in general. Yom Tov generates a chiyuv dote. This is the team Yom Tov. Doki and Yom Tov is not, as I said before, it's not just, of course it's very good, it's noble. If I let others share my wealth and my and the things which I enjoy. It's very well, it's very important. But I mean, it's not its dhokh. Dhokh is always important, in particular, and Yom Tov is definitely important. But I think in the Kiyum, from the Gdusha Sayyei, from Simchas Yom Tov, as the Rambam says. The Simchas Yom Tov is the reason of Kiyum for Simchas Yom Tov, unless Simchas Yom Tov goes hand in hand with its dhokh, with help extended to the people who cannot afford to enjoy the Yom Tov as beautifully as he can.
What's
Chayim?
Our Chayim
is more Chayim. Oh, yeah, really, for you, Chayim. All right, yeah. And the Chayim is Smeach.
No.
Chayim is Smeach, he is duty bound. As it's Doki duty. No, Doki and Yom Tov is a separate Chayim. Avo Mishunei Eldaus is Chatzirei. Missionary of Dalfus Katsere.
Yeah.
Not only all the Yom Tovim, but Pesach as well, and in a double capacity. First of all, Pesach is a holiday, a Yom Tov like another Yom Tov. But this, the duty of Tzedakah, that the Yom Tov begins the first day Yom Tov in the morning. At the time when the Jew is ready to go into the Azore, fulfill Riyah's planning, and begin to offer his korbanos, the Sri and the Shomer Chagiga and so forth. Then, if the korban is necessary, is consumed by the people who brought the korban, the balei korban, if the balei korban should invite Aroni, the Ager, the Levi, I mean, to share with him, I mean, the good things which are preserved and bestowed upon him. Yeah. In general, I mean, according to the opinion, that in general one must not eat unless he invites others, I mean, to participate in the same meal, to share the meal with him. But Pesach night is the last one. It's called the 3 days of Yisrael, and called the 3 days of Yisrael. Of course, yes, Yisrael is a problem in a Pesach Nechlal and Nuel. It's a passion. Anyway, but this is especially, it might apply to the night of Pesach as a whole, or might apply to the Pesach exclusively. I would say it is the night of Pesach as an entity, that night of Pesach, one should invite, call the sin whether he's hungry, call the tzrich whether he's in need, and this is a theme in Pesach. Tzedakah and Pesach is a separate theme. I mean, it is Pesach for two reasons. One reason is because the Tzedakah is a theme every Yom Tov. Is every Yom Tov a noble act which enhances the theme Simcha? Yeah. Secondly, because of Pesach. Of Pesach itself. Not the best proof is the institution for my speaking. The institution of Moshe Chitin. What's happened to Moshe Chitin? Why don't they have Moshe Chitin before Shavuos, before Sukkot? Because Pesach is a separate chiyuv tzedakah. Matzah is mechayev tzedakah. Matzah is mechayev tzedakah. That's what called the chiyuv yosher yitzach, called the chiyuv Yeyeshe v'yechal, kol de tzrich lepesach yeyeshe v'yitzach. Ma se somchite? The question of Moshe Chitin before Pesach, I mean about the reason behind that meaning, and all the old institutions. The institution of Moshe Chitin is mentioned in the Yerushalmi. as Besdin facing Besdin forces people or compels people to contribute to other funds, which you use for purchasing the matzah for the poor. It's as old as the Knesset Israel is. What is actually the link, the common denominator, in the matzah and in the daughter of my city? Rabbi said, there is a question of this way. But I believe I have the answer. Now what does actually matter? What does actually matter mean? The meaning of matter. In Rabban Gamliel's interpretation. What does it mean? Matzah shomerichin al shumo al shum shehispik b'tzeker shel avesah. So I'm saying to lahachnis, ashenigla l'melech malach ha'mloch ha'kodesh b'orcho b'olom, shnema v'yifes ha'botek, ulis matzis, higyesh mitzrayim v'yoch l'smoneya, v'gam matzah, gam mekele v'osef. What is, what does Rabbati, what does actually Rabbi Gamliel tell us? I tell us. It's very interesting. We don't care for Tanya mitzvahs. We don't care for Tanya mitzvahs. We do mitzvahs because the Almighty told us to do, and we find in the mitzvah performance, satisfaction without expecting any reward, and so forth. So what did Rami say? Matzah zu al shemo. An interesting is something else. The Rambam in the Nusach HaGadol. Nusra God says Matsu Shanifma Shumor so says taken something lachmi. Exactly he copies our Nusra. Our Nusra. In the Perek Ches, when he speaks about Rabban Gamliel, he says, Umagdia, Mamatsu be Yodei, Duma Matsu Shanifim, Alshish, Alshem, Shri Hispit, the Tekum Shalasinu Lachmi. As in Nigalayam, Akodish Boko. Ugola, Miyat, Shnei Leyefes Abotzik, it's the same Yisra. Perek Zayin? Correct, there is a member of it. Yeah, you will find it there. Matke Hashem Shinigal. So in one place he has our Nusra in it. Our Nusra is Hashem Shri Hispik, Bitzek Hashem Hashem Elahachmet, Hashem Nigalayam, Melech Malchan, Lochan, Akodish Boko, Ugola. In Perek Zayin is a different Nusra. Perek Zayin is Matzu al Shem Shenigalu. I mean, so apparently when he says al Shem Shenigalu, the Rambam, and he also says about Matzu, al Shem Shlehistik, the Tekas of Shem Shenigalu, apparently both definitions are identical. As Nigalu means Shlehistik, the Tekas of Shem Shenigalu. Because you know very well, if you have if there is a contradiction in the Rambam, and I hardly believe that Rambam forgot when he wrote Perek Ches, what he wrote about Matzah and Perek Zayin. So it means that the Rambam saw no difference between the Nusra of Shem Shenigalu and the Nusra and the text. He speaks the Tekas Shel Aviseinu LeHachmit. Otherwise, they couldn't accept two things of Matzah. A contrary really the immediate statement about it, about the reason for Matzah, and Morer and Pesach, is Midereiche, it's Leyotze Yedeche Vose, for Pesach Matzah Morer. And what is so important actually, I mean, whether the Bitzekesh of Avzeno, I mean, had the time, I mean, to ferment, or couldn't ferment, because Pharaoh suddenly, I mean, walked in and called him out, cannot stay in Mitzrayim any longer, and the way, and they couldn't prepare anything. Is it so important that it had been perpetuated, Lederis, in the theory that every Pesach night we have got to eat matzah? Is it so important that what is important about matzah? Is because it's the history of the Tzekers and Lachmas. They couldn't let the dough perferment, and they had to take to carry matzah on their shoulders. In my opinion, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Tarav Gamliel wanted to say is that Gula, the real Gula, the genuine Gula, comes always suddenly, unexpectedly. Moreover, at a time when people are ready to give up hope, when a certain situation is part of a situation, it keeps on deteriorating, and people pray, and people cry, and people beg, rachmim, and mercy, and you know, and there is no answer to their tefillah. No answer at all. Silence. And the people are on the verge of yeyush, of giving up, of forgetting all promises and all predictions by Nevi'im and them. At that moment, when the crisis reaches its maximum, the crisis, that the crisis threatens actually, I mean, the very existence of the community, when people begin to give up, as I told you before, in the Geula, the Melech HaMashiach comes, the Geula will come. Quite often, when the people are in accordance with, following their own limited and faulty reasoning, their own limited and faulty reasoning, and expect and give up hope, so then the Geula suddenly comes and takes them out of the land of affliction. This is exactly what happened to Mitzrayim. The people in Mitzrayim were many, 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 the Jews in Mitzrayim spent many, many years. As a matter of fact, we don't know how many years they spent. It's very hard to understand them too much. For a long time, in the hundreds, anyway, in the hundreds. And the people did not care so much about this labor. So when you see a nation came, they did not receive him enthusiastically. Something happened. After Moshe's appearance before Pharaoh, and when the Jews and Moshe's appearance before Pharaoh, it was almost disastrous. As far as the consequences were concerned, that the Shibut became heavier and bed-breaking. The great Israel, the prestige of the Jew sank down, and there was no respect for the matter of fact. Pharaoh began simply to look upon the Jews with this contempt. Meshe ve'aren, l'chulon al l'shulis, l'shulisechem al l'shulisechem, mi'otimatem. It's not the way you speak to the person you respect. Mi'otimatem, mi'otim. Mi'otimanoshim, l'akinim r'meucho v'navdo shem l'chino. He actually, Meshe's proposition, Meshe's suggestion to Pharaoh that he should let the people, give them a furlough for 3 days in order to worship God, it was not rejected, it was ridiculed. People, the Jews, are lazy and they look for all kinds of excuses in order to not to work. So now a new excuse to go into the middle and to worship, to take a bonus. And all the hopes the Jews had, because there was a Savoy, there was a tradition carried from generation to generation, that a Gael will come, he will say Tokit Pekadet Yosem, and if a Gael will pronounce the two words Tokit Pekadet Yosem, so this will prove that his mission is authentic. Moshe came, he said, Prophet Pekah Tessam, nothing of me. Not nothing of me. But this is the way the Gula works. And no one expects it. And everybody, I mean, is skeptical about it. And everybody laughs at the possibility of Gula. If the Gula sometimes at midnight knocks on the door, and the girl is right there. And this is matzah. Matzah means something unexpected. I have, well, that is matzah. Matzah is I stop the process of fermentation. This is matzah. I don't collect the particular dough exposed. I don't let it be exposed to the atmosphere. And it means it is short, that he is short. It is paradoxical. It is not understandable. This is not. This is Gula. The Gula is the reposing yourself in the fire. When you stop believing, suddenly the Gula is knocked on your door. As long as the Jews pray, and you see a Chumash. That's why even Yom Rab Meir, Yom Samach Mitzrayim, ויוכם לישראל מן הרדה, ויזוקו בתאו של עושים הלכים מן הרדה. It's until the time until the time of Pharaoh's death, so apparently the Jews did not pray to God. They didn't pray at all. They didn't care about the Shibur. Because many Jews led a good life, and a physically good life, and were prosperous. They had no need. But when did it change? When did this situation change? When the old Pharaoh died. The very moment they died, there was a change of policy, and the government decided to oppress the Jews. I mean, to oppress and to mobilize the Jews as work, as an army of workers, slaves. Then why is Zoku that our Shavosu was in Arabia? But after this war, he did not answer. Yarlaki, Yedaraki, but the people in Israel had no knowledge. After this war, the dialogue between after this war and Meisha Rabbeinu, they had no knowledge of this dialogue, the people in Israel. And at the time when the crisis reached its climax, and the Jewish people were almost on the verge of complete assimilation and disappearance completely. So Meisha came. And Meisha at the beginning was not successful, Meisha at the beginning. Very far from successful. Apparently they did not believe in medicine. They did not, it's a different, it's a kasha, but apparently the market did not convince them. The Rambam says that's exactly why they were not convinced. I mean, but anyway, but this is Gula. Rav Chaim Volozhin used to say, I said to him, people think that when the Melech HaMashiach will come, there will be announcements before, and the whole world will change a day before the Melech HaMashiach will arrive. It's not correct. And he used to give a marshal, he used to portray a very strange picture. I imagine he used to say, be as a Mashiach in the following manner. It's a Monday afternoon, a plain, ordinary Monday afternoon. Nothing extra happened. I mean, the sun is covered by clouds, it's raining. The bleak Sunday afternoon, and I sit down to prepare the shiur. So I have to say a very difficult shiur in Tam Tiki, or the Reis, or the Reis. And I sit down at my table, and I begin to study. And my wife, the Rebbe, comes in and says, listen, Chaim, this time you will not let the soup down. You will watch out of the soup, because I cannot. I cannot afford, to buy rice for every day for you. But in Edmund, but don't forget. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner sits down, she leaves the house, she wanted to go shopping. Rav Chaim Volozhiner sat down, then I sit down, I take out the Gemara, put on my glasses, and I begin to look in her faces. But suddenly, I felt there's something different in the air. It is something different. What it is, I can't say. What is it? And take a look, it's clear, it's not as dark as before. I mean, and the light is not the same light as a bright day, it's different. So I sit down there, probably it's just a subjective impression, I'm wrong. And I sit down, but I cannot study. Something, and suddenly, I mean, I hear a noise from the yard coming into the house, the noise. So I go over to the window, I see Yosef the Schneider, running. Then I call him over and say, Yosef, what is it? What happened? So he said, Rabbi, you Mashiach had written it. This is the way. So suddenly, and suddenly from the Rebbe comes in, all excited, Chaim, and Mr. Zara Mensch, Mashiach is in the market square already, surrounded by all the Shein Eden, and you are still in your house. And I'll tell her, give me my Shabbat to Kapote. I'll put on my Shabbat to Kapote, and I'll go out to receive the Melech HaMashiach to pay homage to him. So she'll make me then, oh, Stochizer is not knuckled up. The button was turned off, and I forgot to give the Kapote. So the question is whether he has a right to receive the Melech HaMashiach. Well, he will be closed in the Kapote with two buttons. And three is the number, which is required. And so Rav Chaim used to say, he's a Kapote with three buttons, not four buttons. I went to see the Melech HaMashiach. This is exactly what Gula is. And this is exactly what the Matzah tells us. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he waited for the Melech HaMashiach whole Yom. Rav Chaim, as a matter of fact, this is true, that when he used to lie down the afternoon sometimes to take a nap, he used to tell the people, if it's a real noise, we'll wake him up. Because it might mean the bias in Melech HaMashiach. But the very moment when the Melech HaMashiach came, he was late, and the Kapote was not fixed. He was not ready for the Melech HaMashiach. And this is exactly what happened to the tribe. And the Jews retired, but the Jews did not expect all from the Ayyub HaFei Salam or all this. They did it because nature told them to do it, but they didn't understand. And did not expect it to be so swift, so quickly. It will happen. As Rav Chaim Volozhiner did not suspect, he believed, but he did not suspect that Monday, Greek Monday, will be the Yom HaGula. And this is the greatness of Gula. Matzah zu shenechrim al shumo. Not so much about because of the makis. It doesn't say makis. Matzah zu symbolizes the punishment which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon the Mitzrayim. Makis Keres. It doesn't say matzah zu al shumo. Makis Keres. No. Matzah zu shenechrim al shumo means what happened before. What is matzah? What is the that's the exact definition of matzah? Means suddenly, unknowingly, unexpectedly, I didn't believe that the Gula will ever come. But in spite of my limited imagination, and limited faith, the Gula came. Asher yispil b'beit teker shel ha'aseinu l'hachmi. At shenigru alei melech malchei ha'molochim ha'kadosh baruch hu golem. It doesn't say, yispil b'beit teker shel ha'aseinu l'hachmi, at shenigru alei. He did not expect Gilu Yishvini, because the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim was the night of Gilu Yishvini. Ubemeiro Godel, Zugilu Yishvini. No one expected. As a matter of fact, about Moshe Rabbeinu, or the only one who was ready to go was Moshe Rabbeinu. When at midnight, the people got the order to leave Mitzrayim, to Mitzrayim, there was no nation. They could have asked Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why there was confusion. So he speaks the first of Achmas, Lillam, and Chazbrochus, and Arayich, and Sabotsi, and Ugis, Matzis, and Lechonim. So the Medrash says, where was Moshe Rabbeinu? So now it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy in searching, in a search. What did he search? Arayli Shalinti. So it was not Moshe. On the Shkabe Balelis, it was not Moshe. And the people were not expecting the Gula. And this means chippot. What is chippot? If you expect something and you figure out logically and the consequences, there's no chippot. Chippot means somebody who has no plan, and suddenly was upon him a burden, a new burden was imposed upon him, and he didn't know what to do. That's exactly what happened to Mitzrayim, and this is not. And this is the most important feature of Gula's Mitzrayim. Not only that, because Gula's Mitzrayim the greatness of Gula's Mitzrayim consists not only in the fact that Avicenu were redeemed and from the Avdus Acheres, but this redemption and the revelation of the Almighty was a surprise to the Bnei Yisrael. As if they had no knowledge, and they did not expect this to happen. And this is exactly what the Rambam says, that before the Seder, before Olat Na'ayeh, the Be'ilu is Yetzir HaVisenu HaVisrael. What's the Be'ilu? Is Be'olo. Be'olo. Be'za, hey, lamed, hey. Be'olo. Be'olo means fright, which is caused, motivated by disorderliness and confusion. When man is confused, he gets frightened. May lose it. This is the Allah. This is interesting. Rabbi Gamliel said that three things you have to explain Pesach night. Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. Three. Correct? From Mishloam, after Mishloam, and Pesach, Luyotze, Bechavotze, Elohim, Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. We shifted only one to the end, to the beginning of the Agadah. Neither Pesach, we should have said, Pesach she'avisenu ha'ichlim, I mean, b'ilu, or whatever, they could have said something on Pesach. No, Pesach they did not shorten. Pesach did it Pesach when we come in the Agode, when in the course of the recital of the Agode, we come to Rabbi Gamliel, after we get through with the Rami Evidoli, if you know this structure of the Agode, after you get through with the Rami Evidoli, the whole parsha, so you start Rabbi Gamliel, then you start Kalmar Estilis, but then the Agode itself is started with Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, I mean, addressed his words to three mitzvahs. To Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. So if the Baal Agode, had found it necessary to move up the Rabban Gamliel's words, because the Geula, Yotzu, 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 longer definition, namely, as the history of the second sin lachen, the Ramachat has brought a golem, and the Ramachat has brought a golem, and the Ramachat has brought a golem, so this is a long definition by Rabbi Gamliel. Do you have a definition as matzah? The same as Rabbi Gamliel. There's not to be a one word missing in the Bedehilu Yotzah. I will say it in this way. So it means it was necessary to move up the Rabbi Gamliel's definition to the beginning of the Agoda, to the very introduction into the Agoda. Yes. So this is the case, why didn't we do it to Pesach as well as tomorrow? So apparently better than about matzah, but Pesach and Moreh, I mean, we say Pesach and Moreh, but not at the beginning of the Seder. Pesach and Moreh, we say in the last part of the Seder. Then you get to Rabban Gamliel. Why the discrimination? Why discriminate? is apparently, I believe that the Netzin, he doesn't ask this question, but the Netzin in his Pirush and the Agoda, in Reish Lakish, by the way, it's a good Pirush. He has novel ideas, so, but you should be careful with it. But so says something which Alpi Aloha I wouldn't have said it, but since the Netziv says it, and this, and in the fact that the Rabbi Gamliel's definition, only out of the three definitions of the Mitzvah Salaila by Rabbi Gamliel, only one has moved up to the beginning of the Agoda, would confirm the Netziv's an idea. I mean, it's more to say, it is almost imaginative, it's imagination. But he speaks about a concept, but he doesn't explain it. What is the central mitzvah Pesach night? It would have never occurred to me to ask this question. What is the central mitzvah? Mitzvah is a mitzvah. The central mitzvah. No, but then you think ask this question. What is the central mitzvah Pesach night? What is it? So he says, Bizman Abayis da Pesach. Makes sense. Anyway, whether the kasha is justified or not, the question, I don't know. But the answer makes sense. Bizman Abayis, he says, da Pesach. No, of course I mean. The best proof is that it's called Chagatosa. Apparently, the Yom Tov was identified and merged with the Korban Pesach. As a matter of fact, the Tere, when the Tere speaks about the Yom Tov, it says, "Bein ba'avosa Pesach Hashem." Lachachum, there's no Pesach. So the role which Pesach played, who was shifted and turned over to Matzah. Now, in the special uniqueness of the Leil Chag HaPesach comes to expression in Matzah, not in Pesach. Not in Pesach. Matter of fact, I wanted to trend what he said, I wanted to understand it in Halachic terms. And I believe that I have an answer, halachically, I mean, exactly to understand what he meant. But the matzah is now the main mitzvah. It's very simple. There's no mitzvah Pesach. It's very simple. There's no mitzvah Pesach. There will be some English story, there's a ruin, there's no mitzvah Pesach. Moreh. To declare moreh, the mitzvah, the central mitzvah is difficult in general, but moreh is midrabbanan, not midraisa. So moreh is not mitzvah. So the only mitzvah, the only mitzvah deraisa which is saved from the chum is matz. Well, matz is when azeh deraisa, matz is when azeh deraisa, moreh derabbanan. No, hence, of course, I mean, the secret is Mitzrayim is midraisa. Secret is Mitzrayim. But in general, matzah, according to the Nitziv, matzah is not only a mitzvah achilas matzah and Pesach. It's more than that. Matzah represents Pesach. Represents, reflects the beauty of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is the main mitzvah. It is the main mitzvah. And the whole Achmanayu, why was it necessary to take that and say whole Achmanayu, the whole Alasana, the Arab and Mitzrayim? It's because that's what I say every Pesach. As now is the mid-mitzvah, the central mitzvah, the guiding mitzvah, is Matzah. And I set up Matzah as the guiding mitzvah by saying whole Achmanayu, the whole Alasana, the Arab and Mitzrayim, and so forth, simply by repeating by repeating Rabban Gamliel's definition. In short, the definition of Rabban Gamliel is said at the very outset, at the very beginning of the Agoda, in order to make matzah the center, the role of matzah, the role of matzah understandable, namely that matzah is the central mitzvah of Seder. It makes no, I mean, I see that you don't understand what the exodus is that you want to say. As a matter of fact, I don't understand it either. But I believe that I got I picked up this thread. There is a very strange the advances a very strange theory. As a matter of fact, had it been driven by the Metziv, even though it was a version of a Shishivik for so many years, it was a Gdeir Ador, I would have ignored it completely. It's not the way I was trained. Anyway. However, I found it in Mordechai. Mordechai says it in the name of the Rambam Rutenberg. The Rambam Rutenberg, listen Mordechai, listen Metziv, you cannot just throw them out of your house. So you have to pay attention. They came up, I saw the maskilisha, but they came up with a very strange theory. The Mordechai quotes it in the name of the Maram Rutenberg. Very simple. Maram Rutenberg is Chachmi Ashkenazi. They say that this man on Midrash, the Seder was like that. He used to eat first and Seder got the next. Because we have many kashes, which will be erased with the stroke of a pen, if you accept this concept or theory. If you accept this theory, we ask a friend of your kashes, how do you know Shigetina? How do you know that you are going to dig twice? Well, perhaps we'll dig five times. Alayla Zekulik, who am I? I don't know, perhaps we'll eat chametz later. The son questions the father about things which the son did not witness. It's too soon, it's too early in the evening to witness it. And the guy, I don't know any territory. So the territory is around the mess, all right? You teach him. All right. But otherwise it there's no answer. So the Maharam Rutenberg says, this is because Lacha Chum Abayis, Chazal changed the order. First, Lacha Chum Abayis is first Agode, and after you get through the Agode, you get from Pesach and Matz. This was Manazeh, this is our Pesach. But this man, based on Nigdash Yekayon, they used to say Kiddush, wash their hands, and say Amikira Sadoim, and say Amit Shilechem in Oretz, and eat, not the Teres Mitzvah, but the Teres Reshus, as well as saying. The Teres Reshus, that's what I'm quoting the Maram Rutenberg. The Teres Reshus, and after they got through with the eating, they used to bend the course. In the Muslims, that in our Seder is the third, is the man Amigdash was the second, and then they used to at the end of the second course, they used to eat matzah. They eat matzah and Pesach and all the delicacies. Of course, all kashas are wiped off. As if you use the wet cloth. It's a white cloth. It's like the surface becomes fluid. There's no problem anymore. But then the kashas and then are wonderful. They are in place and because they did like that. The shechor avei samigdash. So they the chachmi amishni has rearranged the seder. And the matzah was placed batodach in the center. The matzah now begins to make sense. The matzah was placed in the center. And the Pesach, I mean, lost its prominence, so to say. So, is So how was the Seder, how did the Seder change? By saying at the beginning. Does the Seder change? By saying at the very beginning. By making the declaration at the very beginning. That the beholding Yotzu Avetzeinu Minitzrayim, or Yotzanu Minitzrayim. And this is symbolized by Matzah. And this is the name, this is the name that is the most characteristic feature of Gulas Mitzrayim, the Bechipozim. And that is, that this is reflected by Matzah, the idea of Bechipozim. In the Mele, we are reversing the order, and Matzah will come first, and Pesach will come at the end of the Achilas Matzah. Matzah will come first, and Matzah becomes the animal of Dvorim Harvey, Why actually didn't we arrange it? Why didn't the Mishnah arrange it the way that it sees and the Mordechai suggests? What's wrong? The answer is, because the matzah would lack one quality, namely lechem she'inim olav dvorim harvei. According to the Seder, they practiced, according to the sequence of the Bayis She'ini, the Beis HaMikdash, so you could not say that God first and the matzah next, because the matzah has got to be exposed on the table during the recital of the Agodah. Lechem eini, lechem she'inim olav dvorim harvei. What do we do in the Tao Seder? We take the matzah, pull achmanio, then we send the matzah away for 5 minutes, and the zakirat hashulchan and the 4 kashas, and then the very moment they begin to say, Agodim ayinu, we bring the matzah on the table. Doesn't the Ramos say, the matzah is viu megulin, kol man amiras agode? The only time when we cover the matzah is when we pick up the kos. Bisham dar aviseinu, asher golonu, halel. But as long as if there is no special duty of a homeless course, of picking up the course, so the matzah is on the table. Because as the Gakazai is as a loche, a matzah has got to tell us Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not only I tell my friend Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the matzah tells us Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the way it is, the Abraham Rudberg is right, and this was actually, this happened during my Sheni, that the matzah, the meal preceded the Agodah, so and we ate matzah, and they ate matzah when? Before the Agodah, but anyway, before the Agodah. Because it's not a lechem she'inim olav dvorim harvei. It's not a lechem she'inim olav dvorim harvei. That's why you introduced that the matzah, the Agodah should be recited first, and because the Agodah is recited first, we have the opportunity to expose the matzah to the Sipur Agodah, and when we eat the matzah, Al-Achilas matzah, is the matzah which we consume, is what kind of a matzah is it? Lechem she'inim dvorim harvei. And that's what bothers me. I don't know how the year works it out, I don't know, but this is not important now, I understand from that. Is the Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, the Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, is a proclamation that Matzah is Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, on the contrary, that now the Seder is different. It is not Agode and then Achille, but it is Achille and then Agode. No. The Seder is different, and now it is Agode plus Agode followed by Achille, correct? Agode followed by Achille. Why? Because why is Agode followed by Achille? Why not Achille before the Agode? Because the Matzah must be Alechem She'inim Olav Dvorim Harvei. And without having the matzah ready for Sipur Yetzias, for the matzah ready, I mean, we cannot eat the matzah. So when I say the Be'ilu Yotzeh Avetzeinu Mitzrayim, what I mean to say is, and this is the matzah. This is, I interpret Rabban Gamliel. What do I say? This man should be something to show you Kayam. That's the mission of Kayam when they actually ate the Pesach and the Matzah and the Matzah before the Agoda, they missed, what did they miss? They missed in Lechem Sheinim Ravot Vorem Harbe, Vorem Harbe. So nowadays, or to say that the Mishnah appears to say so, that the Matzah, that we say Agoda first and Matzah next, even though you don't have black and white, that this is exactly what you should do. But the way we study the Mishnah is, I mean, the impression you get is that first is Agoda, Keisheni, Keishlishi. Keisheni, we cannot ben share. Keisheni, we cannot ben share. So what happens if you cannot ben share? Means when you go on with Agoda, or cannot ben share, because what kind of cannot ben share? This is the problem. Anyway, the Matzah, so this man abides, so the Matzah and the Pesach were consumed after the Agoda, before the Agoda, before the Agoda. Then when the Agoda started to say the Agoda, he had no Matzah, nor did he have Pesach. I mean, which the Agoda should be, should address itself to them. Yeah. But when the Malchus Chorban Hamikdash, when the Matzah was that the sequence was changed. So what was the reason for changing? The reason was because matzah has got to be lechem sheinim of dvorim haaretz. The matzah must be exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is still exposed. In the meaning, the matzah cannot be exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim unless I say that God is first and the achilah next. Well, how do you? So you have to say that the matzah Sipur. So that's how we start. We start with the Yiru Yotza V'Seinu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It means this is the Chiyuv Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is limited to the Matzah. And since Matzah are the separate Chiyuv from Matzah from Lechem She'enim or Dvorim Harvei, so we cannot eat and postpone the Agoda until after the meal, but you have to say the Agoda immediately. I mean, you cannot eat and postpone the Agoda until he gets through with the meal, but he has got to eat immediately. He cannot eat. With the halacha is she'enim olav dvorim harbei means simply that the matzah is a source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when I say the Agoda, the matzah should be al hashulchan. In order the matzah should be called lechem she'enim olav dvorim harbei. Is in Zman Abayis they didn't consider it necessary that the matzah be a source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So since, and there is no need for the matzah to say the misaper Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, the Gavra should tell the story of Mitzrayim. Yeah. However, Lachachum, so they realized they changed their mind and they introduced first the Agode and then the Achille. His matzah is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. His subject is exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because you have the matzah of Ashulchan during the time you say the Agode. So this act of exposing the matzah to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is after Kiddush. The next Kiddush to read the Mitzvah, after Kiddush is the Mechayev is Achille. The Mechayev, after Kiddush, all of its Kiddush leads to Achille. If there's no Achille, no Suda, there's no Kiddush. If Kiddush, all of them Suda, I don't have to tell you this time. Is in Pesach night, the same Aloha applies to Pesach night as well? That Kiddush must precede the Suda, and the Suda follows immediately the Kiddush. What is the idea? And that's exactly what according to the Mordechai, the Anshei Yerushalayim used to do Pesach night. They used to say Kiddush, and right after the Kiddush, they used to recite, not recite, on the contrary, have the Suddin. This is the way they did every Yom Tov and every Shabbat, the Suddin. When Lachachum, when after the Kiddush, the Suddin did not follow up the Kiddush, but the Agode followed the Kiddush, So there was need for an explanation. Why? Why should this night be different from all night by eating, by postponing the Sude until yesterday Agore? Why? Right. Because the matzah is an instrument of Sifrei Tirshas Haaretz. And if the Sude follows the Kiddush, so the matzah has no chance to be an instrument of Sifrei Tirshas Haaretz, because the matzah is eaten up before he gets to Sifrei Tirshas Haaretz. The Sifrei Tirshas Haaretz is at the end, So what is the reason? That is the reason that the matzah that Agode is said the way we do. It means immediately after the Sude, and the Sude comes next to the Agode. Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is exactly what is the Bebiru Yotzer said. Before they started, now, for instance, we make Kiddush, should be Kaddish, Ve'achil. Kiddush in Sude is one mechayet. It's one concept, one idea, Kiddush in Sude. The Rashbam speaks about it in Arif Sofim. It's one idea, it's one concept, it's one beauty. Kiddush in Sude, Shabbat. So why is Pesach different? Because Pesach, the idea of Kiddush and Sude, collides with another idea. Which idea? From Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim at the part of the matzah, Lechem Sheni Ulot Dvorim Haaretz. So you need the Agode, you cannot eat immediately, because you need the Agode for the matzah. So I say that there is Kiyum Agode, so what do? I proclaim aloud that this matzah is a part of the Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we have got to start with the Agode immediately. Holach Mu'ayir, the Chol HaVesono Be'ar de Mitzrayim, it means it is, the Chol HaVesono Be'ar de Mitzrayim means what? Means that the matzah tells us the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the Be'ilu Yotzanim Mitzrayim, the matzah tells us the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what is the story? The story is the story of the Ketozen. Hence, let us continue with the Agode, with the entire Agode. So now, what do we do? The Farid, 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 the Farid. This made the introducing the matzah as the iker, as the central mitzvah, that the whole Seder from Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim revolves about which the whole Seder revolves, this singling out of the matzah, that this is the main idea, and the matzah has got to be a part of the Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, an instrument of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. This idea was expressed in the Be'ilu Yotze Avosenu Mitzrayim, or the Holach Ma'ayin V'Chola Avosono. It means that the mitzvah's matzah is, it should be exposed on the table during Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hence, we postpone the Sude and we go on with the Agode. This is the way that this is the way the Nitziv interprets. The matzah is a separate aloha. The Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is not through Pesach. We don't say Pesach Sheni Ulot Dvorim Haaretz. The Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is not through Morer. We don't say Morer Sheni Ulot Dvorim Haaretz. Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is an instrument of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is one thing, namely what? Matzah. So you introduce the matzah into the test to the Seder immediately, right after Kiddush. Because if you postpone to introduce the matzah right after Kiddush, so the aloha as in Kiddush, or the same Sude means, as after Kiddush, Kiddush must follow by Sude, comes in, you force us to say instead of the Agode, to engage in the Agode in Sude. Because if you don't say Olach Ma'anla, you don't say Bibili Yotar Tene Mitzrayim, you said Kiddush. Shechayonu Vetimonu Vidonu Vazman Hazeh Amavnu Vekiddush Lecheil Vidis Yom Tef. Fine, Baruch Hashem. Yes. All right? Next. What is next? Just a minute. What next? Next, it's Sude. Ain't Tishon Kim Sude does not mean he shouldn't walk away. It means that Lochet, that Tim Sude and the Tim Kiddush is a wrong to you. His next is Sude. Fine. Next is Sudeh. So I start Sudeh. But this is not our minute. We don't study Sudeh. We are about to start our body. So you've got to explain to people. The people that get in the then why say that body? Why not eat the meal on him? And keep it on him Sudeh. But as long as that person for us, Rosh Hashem, this Hashem Chubot, as the Kiddush is only where if the Sudeh is consumed, if the Sudeh is not consumed, immediately there is no Kiddush. Okay, so why should we change? The answer is we change because you know that the Elder Master later is exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because Matzah is a key in Matzah that are two for human. A key in Achilles Matzah and from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in order to save the role of the Matzah, the source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I have to start with the God and not with the Sudeh after Kiddush. That's what we say right away. After Kiddush. This is the matzah, and this matzah is the source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This matzah is the instrument of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. She tells you the whole story of Shibud and Gula, because the matzah is the symbol of Gibur Shchina. Hachinigleim Amelach, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Golam. Yetzias Matzah Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, we overlook the Aloche, we overrule the Aloche. And here is from the same Sudeh. In order to be able to observe the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Til Choso, namely to have the matzah on the table while the Agoda will be recited and the Achilles and the Sudeh, which is so important for Kiddush, will be postponed, willy-nilly must be postponed until after the Agoda. And this is the whole Achmo'ayu, the matzah is singled out because of the matzah, of the role of the matzah, as Lechem Sheinu or Dvorim Harvey, the Seder was changed. Namely, that instead of Kiddush between Sudeh, to combine Kiddush with Sudeh, we postpone the Sudeh until later, and we recite the Agoda while the mat is exposed. You know. You want to take it? Take it. Not I wouldn't say, I wouldn't spend a sleepless night. But as a matter of fact, I knew of the probably. I knew of this theory, and I did not pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Why, I don't know. I didn't feel this theory is genuine. I don't know. Then I came across the inner shofar, Rav Ashalei. No, Rav Ashalei, for 60 years, Rav Ashalei, Rav Ashalei, on the great Mitzvah, said, the inner shofar, take that, but the inner shofar, you can find it for now it's very cheap and stuff. You know why? Because people don't know the value of it. It's excellent. It's excellent. He when it comes to Tolaracha, the Yabni Tuya Stein, and Mirabal Stein, and Israel Stein, and Mesa Makas is wonderful. You take it to take a Godin Lutak. And he says, this is just a friendly advice. I am not sure. In the publication, I also say. But I didn't like. I felt like that there is some element of masculinism in the answer. So I felt it. So I didn't pay attention. But then the unbelievable, the impossible happened. I opened up the Mordechai, in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, the Maran Brutendorf. The Aloha. But the Aloha answers all kashes. And the whole Achmanya is good. But I found that Aloha, the Matzah has a single, a unique position. And I have to introduce them. Imagine, as I told you before, it's not okay. I'm not playing comedy. I'm not a comedian. But I invited guests for the Seder. The guest Amaratim didn't know how the Seder is. Didn't attend any schools or any sessions in the temple or other things. Plain Amaratim. He came, I told him, a Yontel, a Kiddush, come a Kiddush game. I said, Kiddush. No, I mean, they are ready for the Seder. And I'm not ready for the Seder. So he just asked me, well, why not? I mean, well, let me Kiddush without the Seder. I thought Asian Sudeh for you is one unit. You want to end it? What do you mean, Kiddush? The Kiddush brings to the Sudeh, no doubt about it. So he said, no, I can't. Different. Why it's different? What should I show him? I go over to the Agoda, what not the Agoda is there. You see what the Agoda says here? That matter symbolizes the whole practice of the world. And that's why matter deserves